This is an oral history interview with Shafford Wren Johnson, conducted by Brian Yarbrough on March 23rd at Shafford Johnson's house. The subject of this interview is Shafford Johnson's early baseball career and his involvement in World War II. Okay, I was wondering what year you were born and a little about your family history, your personal background.
Well, I was born in 1919 on a little road in north of Montgomery, Alabama, about 20 miles. My father was in the lumber business. And the road was called Jug Factory Road. And of course, back in those days, the roads weren't paved. And that was some terrible times, getting in and out of that road back to Montgomery or wherever, Wetumpka or wherever we needed to go. It would take a half a day to get out of there and drive into Montgomery. On the Jug Factory Road, I moved, Daddy moved the mills, and we went out up to a little town called Eclectic, 35 miles northeast of Montgomery, Alabama. We stayed there for a few years, and at that time, Florida was really in a boom, and things were growing, and Daddy went and bought several acres of pine timber in Florida and moved the mills down there. And it wasn't there but a short time. The Depression came, the Big Depression, and he lost everything he had, and we left out from Florida in a Maxwell Touring House automobile. Some of you people now don't know what a Maxwell House Touring automobile is. We left out of Florida and came back to Eclectic, and through a bank loan, a friend of Daddy's when he was there before, made him on, and we got back into the lumber business, and things were beginning to pick up there. And this was in 1931, I believe. Things were beginning to pick up a little bit. And Daddy got into a sawmill, a planing mill, a cotton gin, a grist mill, a shingle mill. Back in those days, a lot of the houses were covered with wood shingles. And we stayed in Eclectic until 1932, and things began to go back down again, and we were out on the railroad track. Had shipped a lot of lumber, and it got to the point that we couldn't sell lumber anymore. And Daddy picked all everything up, and we moved into Montgomery. And we stayed in Montgomery then, and things did all right in Montgomery. We were able to sell lumber, most any kind of lumber he wanted to, any time he wanted to. And from there, I had been in school, and I went to Sidney Lanier High School in Lanier in Montgomery, which at that time was the only high school there was in Montgomery. It was a big, big school, but it was the only one in Montgomery, except a little Catholic private school. And I went to school there, and I got on the baseball team there, and I played first base on the baseball team at Lanier. And after I graduated from Lanier, I played the professional, well, it wasn't professional ball. I played for the city of Montgomery in a league that we had here. They called the Old Southern League. And I played first base, and I loved the game of baseball, and I was doing all right. And they had scouts down here one year, and the man came to me and offered me a contract to go with the Philadelphia Phillies. And of course, that was exactly what I wanted. I was ready to get to the pros. And I was still playing ball in Montgomery for the old Southern League and represented the Coca-Cola company in Montgomery. And during one of our games, there was a man on third base, and a man, I played first base being left-handed, and the man hit a hot ball to me, and I dived and hit the ground, caught the ball, but in my haste to throw the man out coming from third to home, I didn't position myself properly, and I tore my shoulder up. So once you do that, it just never heals to the point that you can play professional ball, so that wound up my professional ball.
Oh, nice thing.
No.
What were, do you have any favorite memories of, like, special plays that you had, any special hits?
Well, that was one of the, I'll never forget, you know, that was.
Any of your favorite moments with some of your friends?
Well, I took Joe Wells was a professional ball player for years and years, and he retired in Montgomery, and he had baseball schools there. And that's where I really got started, is going to his school and learning how to really play the game. And that was a real thrill to me to be there with a man that had played pro ball for years and retired. A lot of the older people will remember him as a professional ball player. And that's about the only thing I really remember outstanding.
What about some of the famous people that you've met in baseball? And how did you meet them?
Well, I was with my father. Years ago, the Yankees and all these professional teams up north would play in Florida in spring training. And back then they didn't catch an airplane to ride back, the trains, and they would stop off in Montgomery and play exhibition games. And I was there one year with my father, and I wasn't going to miss the chance to see one of my favorite ball players, which was Babe Ruth. And we were sitting in the stands about 5 rows up, I guess, behind home plate. And Babe Ruth came up to bat. And I was just thrilled beyond belief to watch him. That was the first time I'd ever seen him, really. And the very first time he swung at the ball, he fouled it. And I looked up, and here the ball came right at me, and I grabbed the ball. And while I was looking at the ball, I heard the bat crack, and Babe Ruth put the next one over the fence and then the home run. And I have today the signature of Babe Ruth. And Lou Gehrig was there at that time, being just a rookie. And I got his signature along with Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig's signature, and a couple of others. And that was one of my greatest baseball experiences.
How much is that ball worth?
I have no idea. My brother-in-law has it out in Reno, Nevada now, and he was thinking. I told him if he got enough for it, and I didn't know what it was. And I've had it all these years, and I said, well, I might as well sell it. So I don't know exactly what it may be worth now. He's got it out there, and he's going to New York pretty soon, sometime this summer, and he said if he felt like he got the right amount for him, he'd go and sell it.
Wow. So
one thing you can recognize about the signature of Babe Ruth, and a lot of people don't know, when he wrote Babe, it was B-A-B-E, and he would make the E a capital E. And a lot of people don't know that, but that was one where you could tell his signature by looking at that Babe, and the last E would be a capital E.
So what did you do after the baseball? Remember?
Well, I stayed with Daddy there and helped out in the lumber business, and then was getting time for World War II. and they had a draft on them, so they drafted me, and I went to Fort McClellan, Alabama, and was sworn in the military, and then from Fort McClellan, I went to Fort McPherson in Atlanta, Georgia, and from there, they sent me to Camp Wheeler in Macon, Georgia, and I took 13 weeks of basic training at Camp Wheeler in Macon, Georgia, and they seemed to like me all right, so they kept me on there as an instructor and a cadreman after I finished, and I stayed there for a year, and they wanted some, they were going to open up a big tank training camp in Killeen, Texas, and now it is called Fort Hood, Texas, and they picked out quite a few of us and sent us out there, and we trained the first troops at Fort Hood, Texas, and then a lot of those people were the ones that fought in North Africa in World War II, and from there, after we got the camp set up and the first troops trained, then we went back to our outfits, and mine was the 12th Infantry, 4th Division, and on June the 6th, 1944, we invaded France, and we went in on Utah Beach at Normandy in 1944.
Yeah.
Well, I can go on and give some more of that if you want.
Mm-hmm,
well, we went in June the 6th, 1944, at Utah Beach, which was a part of Normandy. We fought all the way through France and on up into Belgium. And I had quite a few of my men, and I was a first sergeant at that time. I had quite a few of my men to die on it. At the beach landing, and thank goodness the good Lord was looking after me. I made it through all of that and all the way up through France, and we got into Belgium, and a lot of people know the Battle of the Bulge was at Bastogne in Belgium, and I was riding with my company clerk, with my driver, and I had my feet up on the dashboard of my Jeep. And a German shot me through the right knee and through my left knee, and it went into the side of him through his heart and killed him, and we went off over an embankment, and the Jeep turned over the top of me, knocked me out, and the snow at that time at Bastogne was about 4 feet deep, and I laid down in there and froze from my waist down, and fortunately somebody found us, and when I woke up I was in an ambulance, military ambulance, going to a hospital. And I went from a hospital in France to one in England. And then from England, I left England, and the Queen, the big pleasure ship, the Queen Mary, I came home to the United States on the Queen Mary. They had one complete deck of that for people returning to the States, and came home on the Queen Mary, got on the train. I was a little case, which means that I couldn't walk at all. They carried me everywhere I went. They put me on a train, and I went to Thomasville, Georgia, to Finney General Hospital, and stayed there until I could recover enough to walk, and what they got through doctoring, whatever they needed to do. And then from there I went to Wilkes Convalescent Hospital in Daytona Beach, Florida, and stayed there, and I was in the hospital a total of 7 months, a little over 7 months, and I was discharged with a medical discharge from Wilkes Convalescent Hospital in Daytona, Florida.
Hmm. That's a long time to be in the hospital.
Yes.
Did you ever win any medals or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I got a box full of them, I think.
What kind of them?
Well, it wasn't for being a special hero or anything. I got a medal from all of us that were in the invasion in France. And I have a medal for the Battle of Bastogne when I was there. And a medal for outstanding marksmanship. And medal for European area. That's about all I know.